Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1357. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerfur Shalem Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana Lerfur Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha Ma'abed Tanning. Okay, see, we are in the middle of talking about Ma'abed Ba'ichlin. In general, how does the Malacha Ma'abed Tanning apply to foods? And basically, most of the shilas, like we said, do come up in the food area, even though Minat Torah, Midya Raisa, there is no Ibud Ba'ichlin. The Malacha of Tanning does not apply, but Midrabanan it does for various different in various different practical applications, which we've been going through, and most of them has to do with salting foods. Okay, so we last year we spoke about the salad, the various halachas that pertain to making a salad on Shabbos. The Sefer Oitzra Halachas, we quoted from the Sefer Oitzra Halachas in our Simen, Shin Chof Aleph. He talks about ayam etzvibel, whether it's chopped liver, whether it's egg salad, these type of things, which many people have a minig to eat on Shabbos. And the thing is, he wants to say in reference to making it, okay, however it's made, in conjunction with Lush, there's we said last year in conjunction with the Malacha of making a salad on Shabbos, right? We said the various different Isurim, one has to be careful with Borer, peeling the fruits, peeling the vegetables. We also spoke about cutting the vegetables very small as far as Teichin goes. Now, when it comes to making egg salad or chopped liver, you have you also have the peeling part also. You have eggs, for example, right? One has to be careful. If you peel the eggs, it has to be done in conjunction with where you're going to eat it right away. In conjunction with right before you're making the egg salad, then you're going to be eating it right away. Also, you have problems of lush. One has to be careful in conjunction with the malacha of lush kneading. Well, we're not going to go through all those halachas right now, but one should be careful if need be and have to make egg salad. Or the chopped liver, it has to be done shesi ve'erev, which is mixing it crisscross. In conjunction with those halachas we spoke about in general, egg salad, chopped liver, one should try and make before Shabbos, but if in case in time where it's just not going to work, it'll be stale, it's not going to taste good, whatever. So you have one has to be extremely careful with lush, mixing it with a crisscross type of movement with a fork, let's say, but crisscross, and taking the fork out each time, preferably, and so on. But again, we're not getting into those halachas too much. It's just mentioning it because we are talking about egg salad and chopped liver, and of course anything else that you're peeling, if you're taking off the peel of the onions or the eggs, like we said, or anything else, it has to be in conjunction with for right away. And so on. Now, the other thing is also, you also have toichen over there by the egg salad and the chopped liver, which is, let's say, somebody's cutting up onions. Again, the same thing. As far as toichen grinding, you're not allowed to cut vegetables very small. One has to be careful, like we said last year, to make sure to cut the vegetables a little bit larger than they would during the week, and to do it for immediate use. All these things have to be done for immediate use. And then we have the other issue of salting, which is our malacha of ma'abed. Again, I'm not spending too much time on the various different other malachas because we did go through them, but just quickly, we're mentioning them as we go through these various different foods, which come up quite often. So somebody, whatever reason, they had to make the egg salad or chopped liver, and they couldn't make it before Shabbos. For the various different reasons, it's going to lose the taste, it's not going to taste good, and so on, and it'll get spoiled. Okay, but be it as it may, so he brings down, there's a Sefer Oitzra Halachas, an Ois Tess, that the Ein Lim Loyacha Tichas HaBetzol. Let's say a person peeled the onion right before they're going to make it, before they're going to eat it, right, and then they cut it up, and they cut it larger pieces than they do during the week, right, and they're doing it for immediate use, fine. So now the question is, but now it's the pieces of onion are on the plate, and they're going to salt the pieces of onion, so that is also a problem. So he brings down, as far as the eggs go, as far as salting, as far as the eggs, the eggs would not be a problem of toichen as far as grinding if somebody, let's say, cuts up eggs. So eggs is not a problem. It's not gedulei karka in general. But as far as the salting also, as long as you're going to be eating it right away, which we'll get back to talking about that again, salting the eggs would also not be a problem. So he says, the ein lim loy chatichas habitzolim, but the pieces of onion would be a problem. That would be a problem to salt. You have a few pieces of onion on a plate, and you start salting it, that's running into a problem of ma'abed, salting, pickling, right, or tanning. So, which is pickling in our case, which we're talking about. Avul habeitz and mishari says, but as far as eggs go, that will be fine. Again, we're eating it right away, so that's not an issue. Elim ken kavar irvu b'shemen, but he says unless you already in these pieces of onion, you already poured on it some oil, right? Once you pour in it some oil, that cools down, like we said, that weakens the salt, the pickling process. We said last time in conjunction with the salad, right, preferably, you don't have to me'ikar adin, but preferably once you try and pour in the oil, vinegar or whatever it is that they're using, the salad dressing, before they put in the oil, preferably, because it's you shouldn't forget. But min adin, he says, as long as, even if you put salt and as long as you're pouring on right away some oil, it would still be fine as long as you're doing it right away. So that's one way, one eitzah tova to pour some oil on it if you're going to be mixing in anyways onto the onions. V'yesh matirim, he does bring down, there are those who are meikel v'yesh matirim l'mloyach to put some salt. Afilu ein behem shemen, even if there's no shemen, let's say they're going to put on some salt onto these onions. Im kivar irvu habetzolim im habetzim. If let's say you already mixed in these onions to the into the eggs, let's say. In other words, what he's saying is, I already did it right. I did everything the right way. I mixed it the right way. Shesi v'erev crisscross. Preferably taking the fork out each time, when it's to be careful with all these things. And but now im kivar irav habitzolim. So they already mixed in the onions into the with the eggs for the egg salad, right? So there are those who want to say he brings down from the sefer Beis Neman Beisrael the kevin the rubai beitzim, since obviously in egg salad most of the mixture is going to be eggs, it's not going to be onions obviously. So you're not really salting the onions per se. This is not really considered ma'abed, which is like pickling, right? Because it's a very weak type of thing. It's already mixed in with the eggs, and most of it is eggs. This is not the way that people do pickling. I don't pickle my onions by mixing them into eggs. So this would not be a problem according to the base Neman Bisrol. It brings on a kafsha ochel bepam achas al alter. It's sort of like he's talking about to eat shayuchel bepam achas, eating it at one time. You put a little bit of salt as you're eating it. So that bechalal is also not a problem as long as everything is mixed in together. The chen derech achila. This is the way the person eats. It's not pickling. So, but even if you're not eating it, in other words, you're not putting the salt as you're eating it, right? But you're going to be eating it right away. The whole mixture is all there for right away because of the other isurim that we spoke about, and you're going to be eating it right away. It's part of the Shalosh Sudas, right? Whatever the case is. So then there is a heter. He does bring down v'yesh matim l'mloich afilu ein behem shemen. Even if they don't put in, oil, once it was already mixed in halachically the right way in conjunction with lush and so on, it was already mixed in the onions, was already mixed in to the eggs. The onions and eggs is not the major issue. It's more the oil or mayonnaise. That's where you have the problems of lush. But again, I don't want to get into that too much, but not pieces is not an issue. It's a question of two different making a liquid and a solid together, like an egg salad. That's where you're running into a problem. But the little pieces of onions, that's not the issue of large. But still, you have to mix it crisscross when you're putting in all of these things. But let's say you're not putting in the oil, so that's what he says, but now you want to put in salt, but all you did is you mixed in some onions, you threw in some onions into the egg salad, right? And it's mixed in together, the pieces of onions. It's all recognizable pieces of onions. So now you want to salt it since it's very mixed up together. So he wants to say, so that would be fine. So that's basically the story. But one should be careful not to put some, not just to take, in other words, I cut up the onions. Oh, good. I cut them up larger. I do it all the right way as far as toichin goes, as far as grinding larger pieces. I'm doing it for right away. But now it's just, they're sitting on the plate. And before I mix it into the egg salad, I'm going to put some salt. That one is to be careful not to do unless you're going to pour some oil on it also right away. Then, like we said, that's the heter to cool it down, to weaken it. But just time to throw, salt on pieces of onion on a plate, that one has to be careful not to do. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.